something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Well, you're just going to have to listen for yourselves because we don't really know what happened, but it's coming up right now.
Hey, 72. Breaking news.
There are two Bernies.
This whole time we've been talking about Bernie, thinking Bernie Finkelstein for some reason, but it's Bernie Fielder who actually managed Gordon.
You know when you cut a worm in half?
But they had a company together, so we're not too far off. And there are two Bernies, and having Bernie Finkelstein, who just managed Bruce Coburn because of the True North Records affiliation that he owned. They're still in the family, in a sense.
There are two Gurnies
with Bruce and two Burns and then Gord.
B-E-R-N-I-I is the plural. Burni. And there are two of them. And they're both BFs. So they're BFFs. Bernie Finkelstein, Bernie Fielder. Bernie Fielder manages Lightfoot and Dan Hill.
Yeah.
Bernie Finkelstein manages Coburn, Marie McLaughlin, and Dan Hill. So there was some cross-burnification. One artist could feel the burn from two different burns.
So Dan Hill is more of the relationship we're talking about, where actually there was probably a moment of it's me or Gord.
Imagine if Lightfoot and Coburn were team captains on a street hockey team, and Lightfoot was like, Dan Hill. And Coburn was like, I'll take Barney Bentall.
Well, Barney Bentall was, yeah, I guess he was 80s, right? Dan Hill was late 70s, early 80s.
I want Coburn to do a Christmas record.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Every time he says the word Mary, I don't think there's anything Mary with any less joy in the world.
Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Do the pick and the hockey teams, do Blackie and the Rodeo Kings?
Yeah, do you get all the Rodeo Kings if you pick Blackie?
Yeah, so Gord throws that out there.
Oh. Hey, I was thinking, how about Moxie Allen Fruvis?
Oh, my.
What if Allen Fru join up with the rest of the Moxie Fruvis guys?
No, because they dusted. Yeah, they kicked
Moxie Fruvis.
So they wanted to come back, but Allen Fru.
Moxie Fruvis! Moxie Fruvis!
My baby likes a bunch of authors.
Now I eat humble haggis. They'd have to rewrite some of the lyrics to accommodate for Fru.
Do you remember?
Guys,
any of
let's
their
go
songs?
Through it again.
Once I was a king of Spain.
Spain. No, I eat humble poo. I don't even know what accent that is anymore.
Sounds like you're sick. It just hurts. Everything hurts.
Once I was a king of Spain. Now I eat humble poo. Wow. where to even begin this week? It's 1972. It's episode 72.
Yeah, it is 1972.
That's the year I was born, bud.
That's the year you were born. Okay, here's a good jam as you were born.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Your mom and pops driving home from the hospital.
He wasn't managed by a Bernie.
Just back in the day. Oh, he's Elliot Roberts, remember? Another classic combo.
Easy E. Who else did Elliot have? No one.
I think he might have had a small stable.
You met Elliot, people, right?
Yeah, he's a bod.
And Elliot introduced you to Neil.
Yeah, he's the one who,
I want a gift.
He has rage.
Does he?
Just on the phone, getting shit done.
I'll never give. It's a great jam. And I think everyone that's learning to play guitar, if you start with Heart of Gold, you can get from zero to singing a song the fastest.
Yeah, everything in the song, the drums too.
Really?
Well, it's simple. You can jam along and have a good time. You don't have to worry about the tricky upbeats and the hats.
This is a weird thing. I always picture in my head the songs that are the best. I find I can picture them in vinyl spinning around a record player. Maybe it has to do with the beat. I can just picture the record spinning around when that song plays.
Just that cycle, that cycle of the time. Just jamming.
Yeah.
See you.
I've been to Redwood. Man, that's a good jam.
You're so small as a kid that you can sit on the record as it's going around.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
You're like a little Keebler elf. Or a California raisin looking mask.
Look.
Uh-oh. 70s are getting wacky.
Sammy Davis Jr. Is this,
who can take a rainbow?
Stephen Page.
Wow.
Candyman.
I don't understand. Was that a single or was that an ad campaign?
That's a jam.
I know, but I feel like it was used for an ad campaign, wasn't it? I can't imagine anyone choosing to listen to that song.
Well, it was a massive, it was kind of dipped into the big band smashes of the older days, right?
I guess.
Same thing with
But why was that a jam in 72?
Last few gasps of Frank Sinatra, too, with that kind of music.
Wow. Well, I'm not feeling that one. What else was there in 72?
Was Mr. Bojangles, that movie, wasn't that around that time?
Yeah, I think so.
How about this jam? Argent? It's a classic.
It sounded like Watching the Wheels at first.
Well, yeah, these guys are similar to Badfinger in a way. They got the organ going, though. This is a good band.
I feel like an organ from this era, it's kind of like when you pump gas and they have the little thing that sticks out so you can let it pump itself.
Yeah.
I almost feel like you could press a chord on an organ and like make it stick with a matchbook or something and just walk away.
Yeah, and it's just
and let it ride.
Sounding horny.
Yeah.
Especially the B3s.
Yeah, it's like a car alarm. No disrespect to organ.
The big fucking Leslie amps that were so loud and they're swinging around and the roadies hate to fucking carry those B3 speakers. I gotta take the fucking B3 up the Commodore ballroom stairs.
I wonder if Bernie, number two, was ever like, Dan Hill, you should maybe, have you thought of an organ? You ask me if an organ... Not joke on my reply. I'd rather stick shards of glass right in my eye.
I thought he was going to say something worse.
Because Dan Hill wasn't feeling no Hammond B3.
No, and he was. He's a tough customer when he's angry. I wonder if he ever like got in fights. Like,
what do you mean?
Throwing Bernie through the window.
Like, did
raging.
He, like, Odor on Bautista?
That bastard.
Like, Dan Hill's not throwing blows at people,
fucking
is he?
Odor, what an asshole. all pissed and crying because of the bat flip back in the day last year when they crushed their ass.
Wait, I'm going back. Have you heard that Dan Hill is a complicated character?
Well, I don't know. I think he's pretty reclusive in a sense.
Is he?
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, if you have a sometimes when we touch, is it better to have one song that defines you, even if it's not the way you want to be defined, or to have a body of work that's less known but more what you meant? And I say that with the utmost respect to Dan Hill, because he was serious, credible folky, and it just so happened that that song was the one that popped for him, and it kind of became synonymous with cheese. I wonder if all things considered, if he would change it.
Change the jam or just change his career based on that?
Yeah, change his career based on that. I mean...
No, I mean, when you have a hit, you never take that away. That's it.
I guess so. He won the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like Dan Hill. I have the best of Dan Hill.
His big pad in the beaches or wherever he is.
You make me want to be a father. Was like super, it was early emo, is what it was.
Early emo. Staple Singers? I like how Dan Hill, he said, I read something about that song being about like him getting blown up and his girlfriend leaving him for some CFL player, remember?
Sometimes When We Touch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then
she left him for Bernie Ruoff?
Something, yeah.
Some fabled tie catch punter
for the Argos or something.
Yeah. Paul Osbaldiston
ends up with Wheels' dad in Fort Hope. How about the Staple Singers? That's a good classic American jams.
It also sounds like it could be an opening number on the Muppets.
The Muppets. The Muppets back in the day always had good jams.
Well, yeah, James Taylor.
Yeah, or just the music that they would have. Like in the movie, the original, and all the albums and the stuff that would get to going, like the Kermit jams.
Oh, yeah, like Rainbow Connection?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's all my boy Jim Gordon on drums on all that stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah. He even did the Animal on the early, like,
love it
movie. The first movie, all the drumming.
What else you got from 1972? I think it's a good thing I was born in 72 because I think if I was around in 72 in any real way, the jams wouldn't be lighting me up.
Yeah, you'd be getting right onto this. I could see you getting into Curtis Mayfield. Freddy's Dead?
Yeah, it's a good jam.
This is amazing, this record.
Potato Ludum.
Superfly? How about this mask? Everything was like totally amazing, and then he got crushed by the lighting rig fell on him on stage.
What?
And he was he became a paraplegic.
Why did I think you were gonna say realtor?
What?
I thought you were gonna say he became a realtor. I don't know why. He got squished on stage and became a realtor.
Oh, paralegal.
Oh, maybe no. I thought you were going to say paralegal.
Awful story, man. The trust came down on him.
And, like, was it a concert stops and lights come up and stretchers?
I'm not sure
scene?
If it was during a show or a rehearsal or something, but it was horrifying. And, yeah, he couldn't perform anymore.
How about Ben Bishop getting taken out on a stretcher the other night?
What?
How about Ben Bishop getting taken out on a stretcher?
Yeah. Yikes, man. Hope that moth's okay.
Big spider-legged moth. Long-ass bitch. He's 6'6". Goalies are taller than ever before.
Getting all Snoop Dogg about it, you know, when he does those diss videos.
Yeah, they're so funny.
He's so mad.
I know. And narrating like nature.
Look-ass bitch.
Yeah. That meerkat's on point, y'all. Look, he's like, he's about to take him out right quick.
You remember he was like yelling about some coach in football or something because he lost a bet?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about when he narrates the nature things like Animal Planet.
No, I'm talking about like when he does rants, like he puts the videos out and ripping people. You never seen those?
No.
I'm gonna find one.
Have you ever seen when he narrates the like the dung beetle looking at that caterpillar?
No,
like,
is that
oh,
real?
It's so good, yeah. He like snap, talking about bit him in the eye. It's really funny.
Does it like put together?
It's as if he gets really baked and then just does voiceovers to different Animal Planet scenarios. Okay,
you ready for it's either the fuck you Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Or he goes on the Oscars rant. Which one do you want?
Oscars rant.
He rips to some Long Beach Crips.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Which one you want? Fuck Chip Kelly. That was
hit go.
That was the football one.
Hit go. Let me hear it.
Oh. There it goes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a straight dick. Huh. The fuck you gonna let this nigga out of jail, nigga, but you gonna kill Tookie Williams, nigga? This homeboy was your friend. You was a bitch. You was a punk. Motherfucker. He ain't paying you. You one motherfucking racist piece of shit. Fuck you, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got the right name, nigga.
He can make anything sound intense.
First Donald Trump. He's so pissed.
Listen to Squirrel versus Snake, narrated by Snoop Dogg. Hang on a sec. How do I do this? Here we go.
All you got.
Here, listen.
Easy win, man. This is an easy win for the snake. Why are you not biting back? All you gotta do is hit him in the head.
He's narrating a snake and a squirrel in a fight.
He's saying, why are you not fighting back?
Why are you not biting back? Here we go, listen again.
This is an easy win for the snake. Why are you not biting back? All you gotta do is hit him in the head.
Coaching the snake. All you gotta do is hit him in the
listen,
head.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. Let's hear them ripping Chip Kelly.
Motherfucking hot, these sorry ass fucking Eagles can't even get me 1 or 2 points so I can win my fantasy league and go to the Super Bowl. Sorry ass fucking Eagles, cause they suck fucking cock. Feel for you Philadelphia fans, these motherfuckers, sorry. Chip Kelly, kill yourself, you dumbass coach, sorry as fuck.
Like, why is he so angry?
He's so mad.
And he's wearing like a, he's wearing a fucking shower cap.
Why is he so angry?
Like he's just raging because he lost. Here's this Oscars rant.
Somebody asked me, was I going to watch the motherfucking Oscars? Fuck no. What the fuck am I watch that bullshit for? It ain't got no niggas nominated. All these great movies and all this great shit y'all keep stealing from us. Fuck you. Fuck you.
He goes on. Look, he's brushing his teeth now.
Fuck the Oscars. Yeah, nigga. Fuck the Oscars. Good morning. So I wake up to a bunch of messages from, you know, publicists and shit saying, Snoop, you ought to apologize. You know, take back what you said. So I guess this is the day where the nigga comes and says, I'm so wrong for what I... Man, fuck that. That's what I'm not going to do. I don't give a fuck about an award, about winning one. All I'm saying is, you must respect those who do great work in the craft that they do. Long story short, I'm just here to let y'all know. I ain't taking back what I said. I meant it. Yep. I said what I meant and I meant what I said. Got me up early in the morning checking messages from publicists and shit talking about take back. I ain't taking shit back. Fuck y'all.
He doesn't care.
No, he does not.
He really doesn't care. It's Don't good to be Snoop Dogg, I think.
Huh?
It's good to be Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
He, when he was in Truro working on Trailer Park Boys, we were shooting a scene at the Horseman's Club.
Yeah.
And there were t-shirts that said THC, the Horseman's Club. And he's like, yeah, I got to be kidding the motherfucker. Couldn't believe there were t-shirts that said THC on it. Like, yeah, it's the Horseman's Club, bot. He's a pretty down-to-earth guy. I'm actually surprised to hear him wound like that.
He's really worked up.
Yeah.
How about this 72 jam? Queued up to the Jim Gordon piano rock that he wrote.
Makes me think of Goodfellas. Ray Liotta driving around, right? Being chased by helicopter.
Frozen bod? Isn't that the one bod frozen in the back of the truck?
Yeah. Man, was that a movie. Yeah, Jim really Gordon's playing piano on this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was his little bit that he had. And he's like, throw that on the end there, mate. Clapton.
And he did.
Yeah, and it made the song all time.
It's a good jam. Hey, we're going to play a game on today's show called The Boobs and the Beebs.
I'm excited about this game.
We're going to sit you down and talk about the boobs and the beebs. And you'll have to guess who made the statement. 72's just getting rolling. Should we take a little break, bud?
Let's take a little break out with Layla Jam.
Lots more Tiger and Torrance to come. Stay with us.
Come back, will ya?
Gordy.
72 concert.
72. At his prime.
Through fields of green on a summer side by.
In his prime.
Did you think this song was about Summerside PEI?
Yes.
The Summerside of life.
Man, he's husky and he's on the darts. And he's got a couple belts in him, and he's just on fire.
You think Bernie Fielder came on this tour?
No, but
72?
Bernie Finkelstein did for sure.
Oh, Finkelstein. Changing it around again.
No, because Bernie Finkelstein was covering for Bernie Fielder, because Bernie Fielder had a cold.
That's right.
BF. Maybe this show is called BFFs, and it's Bernie Finkelstein and Bernie Fielder sharing an apartment in the 70s, and Dan Hill, Gordon Lightfoot, and Murray McLaughlin, all those people are dropping by.
So many great jams from this concert.
You know what we haven't talked about enough on this show over the years is
as every day goes by.
Yeah, we have. We've broken that down.
Have we?
Yeah.
All right.
We've even talked about the documentary that
Oh, of course. Yeah, with Platinum Blonde and David Foster.
But I would like to know some of those meetings, how it went.
I know. We should. Hey? It should be required viewing, that documentary, in Canadian schools.
Well, even more, I'd like to really know how stuff went down, like Burton and like saying, why do I got to do this line? Or somebody freaking out about not getting the centered line.
Well, I wonder who. When I was really surprised when I was at that Christmas party thrown by Jim Carrey, how the pecking order, even in Hollywood circles, I was there, totally fringe person, but there were a lot of celebrities there, and as soon as Tom Cruise showed up, it was like everybody understood their rank in relation to Tom Cruise. I wonder if when you do like USA for Africa or Tears Are Not Enough, if in that room, like, Bryan Adams had the most songs on the radio and probably the most money, so he was kind of the alpha dog and he kind of decided? Because I think it was David Foster and Bryan Adams that pulled it all together, right?
I think so, yeah.
So is it as simple as Bryan Adams saying, Burton, you're going to sing this line. Neil, you're going to sing this line.
And thus you ask Randy Bachman, he's like, changes the story all it. What do you think he would tell people?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I wrote the song and I'm kind of letting David do his thing.
Yeah. Eh? Or
just letting Dave listen to David. I'm too bored to call the shots today.
Yeah. I did all my work beforehand.
Yeah.
90% of the work gets done before anyone even gets here.
Yeah, I got on the phone with Phil Collins and wrote the song last week, trying to do that. Just because Phil Collins had just done the We Are the World, or no, the British one, the Christmas time jam.
Which one came first? I feel like it was USA for Africa, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what the Christmas time.
Well, no, that's the British one.
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't that the first one?
Let them know. I thought that was the first one with Christmas time.
Phil Collins. Remember Phil Collins?
Well, I don't know what.
Drummond?
Yeah, but I don't know if that one was first. I feel like USA for Africa was first.
But it wasn't what's his name from the Boomtown Rats? Bob
Geldof? Well, Geldof. He did Live Aid.
But he was the person that started all that shit. So I can't see the American one coming first.
Do they know it's Christmas?
I see that being an answer. That do they know it's Christmas was just that.
Do they know it's Christmas? Band-Aid, 1984.
Yeah. And then America followed. And then Canada came in.
Yeah, Canada came in last. That's for sure.
Probably right after France.
Oh, look. Yeah, you're right. We Are the World was 85.
Yeah.
And what is
it? Seven Eagles by,
what's it called? Tears Are Not Enough.
Yeah.
Was in... Which jam is the best of those three?
I got to go with the Do They Know It's Christmas.
Tears Are Not Enough was 85. Recorded February 10th. When was USA for Africa recorded?
Imagine if they got it in there before it. This is it.
What a weird thing to be competitive about. No, we helped the Africans first. Oh, yeah, January 28th. Took us 2 weeks to get our act together.
Before we go, shit, we gotta get on this, eh, David Foster?
Yeah.
Call David Foster.
Or maybe David Foster was at the recording of Tears Are Not Enough, or We Are the World.
Maybe.
We are the world.
Was Kim Mitchell there?
Well, I'm glad we got that nailed down.
Was Kim Mitchell at Tears Are Not Enough? Or at,
yeah, good Tears question. I feel like it's before his time a little bit, no? Carole Baker was there.
Banging in 84, and not to mention Max Webster in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think he might have been there in an official Max Webster capacity.
I thought he's there in like the OPP hat in the back, isn't he? With a dart in his mouth, not singing.
Oh, we should do on the darts, the Tears Are Not Enough version.
Yeah. Here, look, I'm going to cue it up. And you cue it up. And we do it on the darts with everybody in this thing.
On the darts, the Tears Are Not Enough version. Oh, my gosh. Solo vocalists in order. I have the list right here. Many of them we've covered.
The Northern Lights, eh? That was the name of them.
Yeah.
Do you want? Are you got it going too without sound?
No, I have. Jam. I have the participants. You play the jam.
Oh yeah, see, David Foster on the piano just gave the nod to "Let's Go," and there's Gord
on the darts.
Darts. We know Burton's on the darts.
Yeah. Until we open up our darts.
And Murray, I don't think
so. No, dart free.
Dart free. Joni Mitchell.
Darts.
You know she's darts.
Turbo darts.
How heavy darts. Dan Hill.
No darts.
No darts? No. Really?
I can find out. I have a source.
Neil Young.
Darts.
Darts. An astute
bang. But he has control of it.
Brian Adams.
No darts.
No darts? Early darts.
Early darts.
70s darts.
I don't think so.
Oh, Reno.
Reno's not on the darts because he takes his voice too seriously.
Who's the woman? with Reno?
Liberty Silver.
Darts?
No.
No, no, probably not.
Ronnie Hawkins? Darts.
Back in the day, darts. Yeah.
Veronique Beliveau, Robert Charlebois, Claude Dubois? Darts.
Hey, there's the guy from Loverboy.
That's Mike Reno.
Oh, sorry. You look different from another angle.
Hey, Carol Pope on the darts?
Oh, my God. Yeah, probably. Ronnie Hawkins, darts.
Paul Hyde from the Paolas?
Corey Hart, we know darts. Sneaky darts.
You know!
The French folks?
Veronique, Robert, et Claude Dubois.
All darts.
Claude Dubois is,
Bruce Coburn, darts, yes.
No, I say no darts to Coburn.
Oh, no, darts for sure.
Really?
Geddy Lee?
No darts.
Back in the day, one dart a day?
Wait a minute. Coburn's on the dart. He's on the homemade self-rollies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like from Nicaragua.
Murray McLaughlin on the darts?
I say no.
I think that's everybody.
Paul Anka, darts?
Back in the day, probably.
Leona Boyd, classical guitarist.
I don't think so.
She's probably on foot-long menthol darts.
Who's this with Brian Adams at the end here?
Don Gerard from Skylark.
Darts?
Yeah.
And then a new wave act that I couldn't recognize.
Are you sure it wasn't Lorraine Segato?
No, there's Lorraine Segato. Darts?
With Salome Bay? Lorraine's on the darts, sure.
Luba, is she that?
Yeah, Luba's on the darts, for sure.
Oh my God, David Foster with the big jump in the studio saying, yeah, hang on, here.
Was Bob Rock on the darts?
Hold on. Did you hear that? Yeah. We gotta do it one more time. Here it comes. Reno, killing it. Foster's reply. Yeah! Holy fuck. Now there's like 50 people there and extras.
Was Bob Rock on the darts?
No. No darts.
Jim Valance on the darts? He played drums in.
I don't know Jim Valance. Maybe.
Like Paul Schaefer? Yeah.
On the darts. There you go. On the marijuana darts.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Frank Mills?
I don't know.
You know Frank Mills, right?
Frank Mills. Who's Frank Mills?
Aw, come on. Really?
Well, I do know, but who's Frank Mills?
Music box dancer guy.
Yeah, I don't know that.
You know that. What yes, you that? Do.
What is that?
I love you're music willing to box? Guess whether he's on the darts, but you don't know music box dancer?
I don't Canadian think so. It slipped classic. My mind.
Stand by. I'm teeing it up for you.
Oh, you're teeing it up, eh?
Yeah. Music box dancer, you'll know it instantly. And it's almost like this is how we do it. If you go to a Frank Mills show, he should play this tune first and last. Here it is.
Here it comes. Oh, that's I thought that was the CBC Technical Difficulties jam.
Yeah, you know that jam. Is Frank Mills on the darts?
I know it too well. Huh?
Is Frank Mills on the darts?
Oh, for sure. That guy probably got loaded from all the stupid little music boxes.
Listen to this guy, listen to this song, and imagine him taking a sneaky dart out behind the concert hall. You know what would be fair is if that song was played during his dart breaks, because it's played for everyone else's break. Of any kind.
Was he Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking solid.
Sure.
That's a Canadianity classic right
That's
there.
Probably the highest selling, like that single has probably reached further and been played in more places than any song in Canadian history.
Yeah, wouldn't not you to think? Mention gift cards and shit when you open it. Hey, oh, Grandma, we got you something. Oh, thank you.
Listen to what plays in the Mother's Day card we got for Carol. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Huh.
You got the Don't Worry Jam.
Is that McFerrin, or is that somebody doing McFerrin?
That's Bobby McFerrin.
I know he does the actual song, but in the card, is it him?
I can't hear it well enough. Sounds pretty,
McFerrin or not McFerrin, it's another game that we have to play. We're all over the board today.
I had a... I wanted to hear that song. We gotta, on the next break, come into that song from Enigma.
Return to Innocence?
I think Gord would do that in Bernie's office.
We should do... Or Bernie comes in and Gord's doing, like, Zumba to Return to Innocence by Enigma.
My doctor told me I should get off the darts and do some exercise.
And then he starts doing that.
I don't even know what to do because really the biggest pull I'm feeling is the Do They Know It's Christmas British on the darts game. That's all I want to do in the world. But at the same time, I feel like on the darts is getting played out. What if we play a quick Do They Know It's Christmas on the darts, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get into our top five and the boobs and the beeps.
Okay.
Okay, here it comes.
Do you have the jam?
Yeah, the British one should be good.
Yeah. Everybody, though. I don't think anyone wouldn't be on the darts.
Here we go. They're looking at the newspaper. That's how it starts.
And even that person's on the darts.
Yeah. Bob Geldof?
Darts.
Sting?
It's Christmas time.
Paul Young?
I would say darts.
How did Paul Young get the call to kick off the jam?
He was big back then at that point. He just had that...
Boy George, I think it's a rare case of no darts at first, but then later darts.
Heavy darts and then rails.
Phil Collins?
Midnight darts after a few pints.
Yeah. George Michael, same thing, later darts.
Yeah, darts in the bathroom in the LA park.
Yeah. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran on the darts. Darts. I think, darts. Do you know what I think?
I think 100% darts.
After he was on the ship drum that capsized, I think that drove him to the darts.
I think those guys were crazy from the beginning.
And it's the world of Freddy Fear. Sting, Midnight Darts.
Tantra Darts.
Yeah, Tantra Darts. Like, Hour 3, he and Trudy Tyler.
Yeah,
fire. Trudy Tyler, stop for a dart. Midtown. Bono, darts or no darts?
Heavy darts.
Really?
Closet darts.
Sneaky darts.
Yeah. Who else?
There's a lot of these 80s folks. Love it.
That you can't remember.
Like, what about Bananarama? Darts?
Darts. Yes.
I guess it was a different time. What about Bronski Darts. Beat?
Darts. Just none.
So you're just giving a blanket darts to everyone in Britain. All right, we'll take a break. We'll let this take us to break. Episode 72. We'll let the Feed the World part take us to break.
Oh, the Feed the World part. With darts.
We smoke darts. Do you know if they're on the darts at all? We'll be right back. There's Bananarama on the darts for sure. Well, now I feel like we have to keep it going through Do They Know It's Christmas? Here it comes. There's Bananarama.
Do you know if they're on the darts?
All right.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Hey, Bernie. Have you seen Bernie?
He's just singing. That guy who sings that, he's like a big jerk trying to always go into places and say he's that guy and just starts doing it. Because he never got any acclaim in the song. Or
do you have a table for two? I'm sorry, sir. Do you have a reservation? No, but... Did a table suddenly open up?
And it's like, you're going to give it to me because this is loud as fuck. He's at like some fancy restaurant.
Hi. We just love a table for two in the window, if possible. Do you have anything?
He's at a concert, the theater box office. Can I have two tickets for the pit, please? I'm sorry.
At Will Call, there should be two tickets there for me under the name How do you spell that? Oh, it's
These like the people who say like it's fake, like that's not a real voice. Like gets all angry and starts doing it.
Oh, like the "When I'm with You" note at the end of "When I'm with You" by Sheriff, when it becomes the keyboard note.
Yeah,
was the guy on the darts?
Well, is it reversed? Like that's backwards or something, isn't it?
No, I think that's just his voice, man. That's just his voice. I wonder, could you imagine that guy and the guy from the Sting song at our table beside you in a restaurant?
It's like a call answer thing. Someone does a high one and he's like, oh yeah, oh hi.
Tell me a story and I'll be that guy.
What?
You just tell me a story like you're my friend and I'll be that guy listening.
So Gary, I was
oh yeah, okay, yeah. Oh yeah, I know Jerry too.
He's at a ball game.
Oh yeah, no way.
You hear him from like the top. He's up in the nosebleed so you can hear him on the field.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Oh yeah, I know Jerry, yeah.
He goes to the house of the guy that from Enigma because he's all loaded from that song and he starts singing it to break his windows.
Imagine the guy's parents who are like, so how's your son doing? Good. You know, he's the guy.
Yeah, he's singing in that new hit. But they're like, no, what do you mean that song? Oh, that's Enigma. Like, what's that?
Well, that's
like,
nothing. You know, my cousin Colin is this guy.
Ha ha ha! That guy sounds like he's like a foot tall. And he comes out from under a rock to sing that part.
Sounds like a California raisin looking map. Someone has got to make a remix of Somewhere Down the Crazy River, yeah, 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 and Desert Rose Guy. Oh, all the guys who are like, man, that's so weird what you can do with your voice. Can you do that on my song?
That's the that I know the Crazy River is the guy from the Bodines.
Is it?
Yeah.
Someone's down the crazy river. It's but a the, wild voice, man.
The guy from, and then the Battle of Evermore from Zeppelin, that's, remember the little bald guy?
Yeah.
Sounds like a woman, but it's a little bald guy.
It's all the
Jason
like,
Alexander.
Hook singers, like the, there are a bunch of those on Graceland, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my
gosh. Do you like my new hair?
What a silly tangent we've been on. It's great.
Yeah, we're all fired up on the goofballs today. Woo!
Okay, let's take a break on TNT 72, and when we come back, we'll get into our top five, and we still have the boobs and the beebs to play.
Okay.
BRB, Bernie.
Somewhere down the crazy room.
And we're back.
The boobs and the beebs.
Yep.
Son, let me talk to you about the boobs and the beebs.
Like, Buble or Bieber.
Yes. Oh, Bieber or Beaver would be a good game, too.
Who, Beaver?
Bieber or Beaver? Like which one?
Is Leave It to Beaver lines?
Which one likes a moist habitat? Bieber or Beaver? Which one doesn't give a damn? All right, here we go. Okay, Boobs and the Beebs. Gotcha. I'll read you a quote, and you have to tell me if it's Michael Bublé or Justin Bieber, but you have to say the boobs or the beebs.
And Buble's heavy on the darts, if we found out.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently he is.
Apparently nobody's off the darts.
The artist that had the biggest impact on me was Michael Jackson. He was my Elvis and Beatles. The boobs or the beebs?
Sounds like it could be either of them.
I know. That's why it's a good game.
Let's say the beebs.
That was the boobs.
Oh, god damn.
Michael Jackson, artist that had the biggest impact on the boobs.
Yeah.
Here comes the second one. I'm crazy. I'm nuts. Just the way my brain works. I'm not normal. I think differently.
That's the beebs.
That's the beebs, correct.
Narcissism complex.
One for two.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the flavor, the passing thing that the girls scream at.
That sounds like the beebs again.
That's the boobs.
Oh.
You're one for three. Damn it. The boobs and the beebs is hard.
It is hard because they both have such catchy phrases.
I love that. It's like that humble brag thing, right? Like, oh, man, it was a horror show. There were like 1,000 girls there wanting my autograph.
Yeah, I know. Slept in. I had to sleep in for 3 hours because my cock hurt so much.
Yeah, it was brutal. Have you ever had to say that?
or like my back hurts from having sex all night.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of the big for sure going on with the boobs and the beebs. Oh my fucking.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Especially I think I'm a mama's boy who wanted to be a hockey player who failed and had to become a singer.
That's the boobs.
That's the boobs.
Nice.
Not trying to be arrogant, but if I walked down the street and a girl saw me, she might take a look back because maybe I'm good looking, right?
That's the boobs.
That's the boobs.
He seems to have a little more normal kind of outlook.
Yeah.
He hasn't been it since he was 15.
I don't want to.
He's known for his voice more than his looks.
How about this one? I'm really an animal guy. I express myself in different ways as an animal.
Oh, man, that's got to be the beebs.
That's the beebs. What is this roller coaster?
You're such a such a mimbo with these lines.
I don't want people to think I'm too sweet of a boy and Little Miss Angel Boy because I'm going to get caught doing something horrible.
That sounds like the Biebs again, but...
Sounds like the Biebs, but it's actually the boobs.
Ah.
You know, there is a difference between the Biebs and the boobs. What is this thing with Biebs not wanting to have his picture taken with the people?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just sick and tired of saying hello to everybody.
How could you be sick and tired of that? I mean...
Well, because he does it all the time, every day. And even though he makes millions doing it, it just he can't take it anymore. It's like,
can't take it.
Remember one day Ringo said, I'm not doing any more fan mail? He said he can't do it anymore.
Did he?
But he was like, that was recent. That was like 5 years ago or something.
Well, was he writing a handwritten response to every single one?
Yes, he would send even just an autograph, but he would always do it. So
like Duffy. Dear Andrea. Dear Amanda. Yeah.
But imagine, I think he started losing his mind like the mailman. Like he just, every probably some part of his week, he would just sign pictures for probably hours, right?
Anything for the postman today, Ringo. Yes, like, I've got 400. 450.
He'd get, still to this day, would get bags and bags full of fan mail.
His tongue went numb from licking stamps.
You imagine? He's like, I can't do it anymore.
I mean,
hey, when he just drops a pen on the floor with the Ringo,
but that one I final,
get. One final star over the name, and then just looks up all staring. I can't do it anymore.
That I get, though. Imagine, like, a man of his advanced age, how many autographs has Ringo signed?
Oh, more than anybody on the planet, because he did it all the time. From 1964.
Dear Barry, thanks for the email.
Yeah. Well, apparently he got the most fan mail, like, in the early Beatles
days. Did he?
Things were, yeah. Yeah.
All four Beatles were on the darts, right?
Oh, yes.
Every Rolling Stone on the darts?
Everybody.
Aerosmith?
For sure.
Let's do like a quick hearing full band hearing darts.
I've been hearing a story about Joey Kramer, the drummer from Aerosmith.
No.
You know, he's kind of got the long curly hair, but and this is a story from the 80s or something. He was like driving his Testarossa or something and like getting gas. And I guess he had a dart going.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, the car caught on fire or something. And, like, fucking almost, I think it either did, a big fire started. And he thought it exploded or something. But he went, like, did the big fucking Starsky and Hutch dive.
With the dart in his mouth.
He did the big, like, dive to safety.
Oh.
Like when the cops came.
With the dart when in his mouth.
When the cops came. The best line of it was like somebody was there and saw this happen. The cop was like... Because he's like laying like far away like on his stomach. Like Pete Rose died. And so he's like laying down, right? Like kind of chubby. And the cop like says like to at the scene, he's like, what's going on? And is that fat chick okay? Wearing a Wheels dad shirt and jeans and cowboy boots. That was some like rough tumble woman that came out of a bar. the fucking Superman dive to save.
So did the car blow up?
I think so. Something happened, yeah.
Where did you ever hear that story?
Caused him to do a big David Hasselhoff jump.
In slow motion with a dart in his mouth.
Yeah, still. Even though the dart caused everything. Ryan big fire.
You can't even talk on your phone while you're putting gas in now.
I know.
Where did you hear that story?
You know who told me that story was Jimmy Chamberlain from the Smashing Pumpkins, the drummer. So it's pretty legit. And when he told me, he couldn't tell the story because he was laughing so hard.
I don't know why it struck me so funny.
I know. It really is a good tale.
So Aerosmith is a full dart band.
I would assume so, yeah. Well, they were so fucked up.
Like Metallica, full darts?
Yeah.
And the crew, full darts?
Yeah.
What about Halen?
I don't know if I've seen James Hetfield on the darts, but I would assume back in the day.
He sure sounds like it. What about Halen?
Lars, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Halen darts?
Him and Sean Penn are like best buddies, so they're crushing darts together.
What do you mean?
Lars and Sean Penn, like, best pals.
Are they really?
Yeah, in San Fran, just hanging out all night, crushing vodkas.
I have the post-laugh forehead sweats. Like, my forehead feels really cold now because I was laughing so hard that it got really sweaty, and now it's cold.
That's good.
It's almost like an ice cream headache.
Yeah, better than diving from the gas, the Exxon.
Oh my gosh. Is that fat chick okay?
Oh man.
Wow.
Just a great tale.
I love me a good tale.
We have to play the top five.
Yeah, let's get into it. What is the category? Top five what?
Top five why are you playing this jams?
Oh, okay, like bad songs.
Bad songs.
Okay.
And the or just the other person is like, what's happening here? And you have to explain the reason.
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are we for the first one? We haven't done a top five in a while. I'm excited. I'll be Teresa.
And I'll be Rico.
Rico, okay.
Yeah.
And our relationship will become clear. Are you playing the song?
I'll play this song.
Like, yeah. Rico's playing songs? The song, okay. No, I don't have any songs.
Okay, I have three jams.
All right, so top three. Perfect, because we don't have all that much time left.
Okay.
So it's top three, why are you playing that song? Songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for having me over, Rico.
What? Thanks for coming. What's your name again?
It's Teresa. You invited me over.
Teresa, that's right.
We're going to watch the Survivor finale. Remember, we met in a chat room?
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. I want to put on some music. I'm going to put on some Northern Pikes, man.
The what? The Northern who?
Just like, I'm from Saskatoon, and that's my favorite band growing up.
Okay, but the finale's going to start in, like, 10 seconds?
I know, but I just wanted to hear this song because I haven't heard it in a while.
What? Sorry, even if you could just turn on your TV and we could watch it on mute while you listen to this stupid song, that would be great, because I don't want to miss the start. That's when they do the recap pack.
Can't remember, like, this guitar part.
Do you have a remote control that I could just use to just flick on the TV real quick?
Hang on a bit.
Are you a bassist? Because it's like you're lip syncing but playing bass.
Yeah, I can. I'm just seeing if I can still do it, still play this part.
We're not really. You're not really playing it. You know what? Maybe this was a bad idea. I should have.
Maybe you're probably. See, it's good now. You're okay now, right? This is a good song.
Well, how old are you? Because this song wasn't around when I was in high school.
You know I'm 26.
I don't think you're 20. It's 26. You're graying at the temples. You know what? Thanks anyway. This is not going to work.
Pretty much a teenager, to be honest.
Clearly. Thanks anyway, Rico, if that's your real name. I'm going to take a cab home and watch it at my place.
Fucking song.
You're not a fan of that song.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
I like Kiss Me, You Fool, okay?
You like that one?
Yeah, and I also like, I had two jobs, I had dishwater hands. Oh, She Ain't Pretty. Abba, that's Northern Pikes.
Abba were a couple of bods that are just together after work.
And Kiss Me, You Fool is Northern Pikes, too. Okay, couple bods.
After work.
My name's Darcy.
Your name's Darcy?
Yeah.
My name is, Baleen.
Baleen? Yeah. And you're a dude? Oh, Henry, calm down, bot.
Oh, Henry's getting worked up.
Henry's getting fired up because Carol got home. All right, Darcy and Baleen.
Henry always gets worked up.
I know. Settle down, bot.
Come on, I'm Baleen and you're Darcy.
Yep.
Six packs. Friday night.
Man, six pack of Wildcat. Motto for my life.
Let's do this. Little Copperhead Road to get the weekend started.
Do you know what I was thinking, Baleen? Do you know how all day long when we're at the factory, like, there's just the constant noise and stuff? I was thinking we should have a new rule where for the first two Frosty Soldiers, we don't play tunes or anything. We just kind of chill out.
Totally. You know what I like about Barry, Darcy? Is there's always something to do on a Friday night in Barry.
Yeah, and I, you know what I like is the calm before the storm, like how it's quiet and then we get into things, but we just kind of take a few minutes to kind of just hit the reset button and just kind of sit in silence after a long day at work. Okay.
Here, hold on, man. I want to start this over again. That guy upstairs banging his feet. I don't know. Kind of, I want to hear the beginning of it one more time.
Oh, just a sec. Stop it for a sec. Stop it. Just stop it for a sec. Stop it for one sec.
What, man?
Just listen. Do you hear that?
What?
Silence, bro, dude. Let's just enjoy the silence for just like 4 minutes, dude.
No, man. Hang on. Let's put it on again. It's my jam. I play this song all the time. The guy upstairs gets pretty pissed off, but I want to get this weekend started right, and this is the only way to get it done.
Do you know what, man? I'm going to grab a shrub while you have a beer. You know what a shrub is?
I know what a shrub is. Go ahead, man.
Well, it's when you sit in the tub and let the shower run all over you, dude.
What? And you crush a dart?
No. Who said anything about darts? I'm just going to have a Frosty Soldier in the tub and put in some earplugs, and you listen to Copperhead Road all you like.
Hang on a sec. I want to put it back on again at the beginning of again.
Okay. I'll see you later, dude.
No, hang on. It's the best.
I'd like to hear Jeff Martin do a cover of that song. Except he'd have the sitar and the tablas at the start of it.
I was also recreating the guy downstairs under my dad who would play that all the time.
Oh.
I was being the guy there.
On repeat?
He would always start it over and my dad would get so fucking mad.
Like Groundhog Day styles.
Yeah, he would listen to it at the beginning a couple times and then listen all the way through. And it was like as soon as he got home from work every fucking day. And my dad would just rage because it's like, oh my God, it's like 5 minute song.
Okay, for the last one, let's be a couple of ladies getting ready to go out.
Getting ready to go out?
Yeah, my name's Candace.
Okay. Your name is Candace?
And I'm from the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
and I'll be Beatrice.
Okay.
And I'm from Belleville.
Okay. Beatrice, would you frig off with your lashes? You're right gorgeous. Then I'm ever jealous.
Well, I gotta get him more normal.
Maybe it's Maybelline girl over there. Like holy frig.
I like it's thick. It's nice and thick and real looking.
I mean, you're so gorgeous you could wear a Sobeys bag and make it look like a fancy fashion dress from Le Chateau thanks. Or somewhere.
Thanks. Hang on, I'm gonna put on some music here.
Let's get pumped up, because tonight good things are gonna happen. There's been enough bad stuff in my life lately, I swear to God. It's rubbing on my last nerve.
I'm
gonna
wear my favorite dress that has, like, kind of the camouflage one, you know, the one with the short skirt.
Can you friggin' put on something that might put me in a good mood? This makes me want to shoot myself in the face.
Just, you know how I like this.
Beatrice, this is like warfarin for your ears, for Christ's sakes.
Do you want to come with me and see Bruce this summer?
Do you got any CNC Music Factory? I want to get pumped up.
Just kind of, he's going to be playing on like seven cities. I'm going to go and like follow it. Do you want to come with me?
I'd rather freaking hang in a buffalo stance, if you know what I mean. It's more the mood I'm in.
Come on, baby, let's go.
If I had a rocket launcher, I'd shoot myself in the mouth and put myself out of this misery. Jesus Christ, I can barely finish my cooler.
If you met Bruce, you'd like him.
I've never met a Bruce I liked. Why would I start now? There's one in friggin' Orlando that works at Cummins. Is he ever a dick?
You're kind of right, but I'm telling you, he's different.
You know what? I'm not even in the mood anymore. All I want to do is mainline a couple Advil liquid gels right into my bloodstream and call it a night. Bruce Coburn.
Bruce Coburn.
Rather listen to a car alarm if I wanted to be in a good mood. Swear to God, I'd rather listen to bacon frying in my mouth.
Then she throws out, I never met a Bruce I liked.
Never met a freaking Bruce I liked. Why would I start now? It's almost like bingo calling or auctioneering. I swear to God, I went to work, Marlene was there, and there was a bunch of us going to the smoke room, and I had this chat, and I couldn't stand, and no one knew where Colin was, and blah, blah, blah. It's hey, almost boy. Like a fiddle reel. We talk like a fiddle reel. Well, I come into work, and it's Monday morning, and we're talking to Colin, and couldn't find him, and I had a lunch room. Oh,
imagine some guy at a pub who can do that shit.
It's a first date. So tell me about yourself. I was born in Cape Breton. I moved to Toronto. I got a job. Part of the trains. Got tickets for Skydome. Good chatting, bot.
Chatting. I'll talk to you soon, bot. Boom, gong, gang, go, get, ding, gong. Ju, bo, bow. So, do, da, do, bam, bam, tick, a, do, da,